welcomed in the studio by my very special guests, the Dukes of Hazzard. Good evening, fellas.
Good evening.
The very first time we've had a uke band in here on the Goal Radio. We've had violins, we've had cajons, we've had all kinds of stuff, but we've never had a ukulele, and we've got quite a few of them in the room. I can't wait to see the footage back of this, because we should change the name to Crowded House, I think, because it is a bit of a crowded studio in here tonight. But all cosy and all good, and I'm delighted to welcome you guys into the studio tonight. Okay, so basically what I'm going to do is I'm going to see exactly who we've got here, because all I've got in front of me is a load of guys with instruments, and I know Dave, obviously, from days gone by, but the rest of you, I don't really know everyone. So if we start over here, who have we got with our Dukes of Hazzard tonight?
I'm called Dave as well.
Another Dave, yeah. And Dave, yeah, another uke player. Where do we go from here?
I'm Andy.
Andy.
I'm Nick.
Nick.
I'm Mark.
Mark. I know you, Dave.
Yeah, I'm Peter.
Peter and Dave Brown. Okay, so yeah, guys, absolutely brilliant to have you in here tonight. I'm just going to ask you a couple of questions, and then we're pretty much going to go straight into a song, because we're going to try and get through three songs tonight if we can, which will be brilliant. First things first, how did you get into doing this?
Kind of a little bit by accident, really. I started doing guitar lessons a few years back, and then went to a festival and seen just a group of people just doing a youth jam stuff, doing dead simple stuff like James and the Beatles and Bob Marley, all in three or four chords, and thought, this is brilliant. I've been doing guitar lessons, not actually ever played any tunes, just kind of learned
the chords and stuff,
the theory behind it. So as soon as I got a phone signal, I was googling ukuleles in Liverpool, and swapped my guitar lessons then for ukulele lessons. Met Peter and a few of the others, Leslie, Jane, Suzanne, and Dave Sung, and that. And then we just ended up going for a drink afterwards.
Because I should say at this point that this is not all of your band, is it?
No.
The good days, about 30.
Really?
About 30 of us.
Really?
Word. Depending on the gig, there can be, and people's other commitments, there can be, we've done gigs in the Cathedral or St John's Precinct, which are six of us, and then the following week there can be 16 of us.
So availability and stuff, isn't it? Because like with most of the people I've had in here, it's a labour of love, isn't it? It's something that you love doing. It's not your job as musicians. You've all got your own thing that you do.
It's fun. It's fun,
and it's a hobby, and that's what makes it so good, I think.
Yeah, it's just a break from everyday life, really. You just
which you need, definitely.
Sing some songs out.
Definitely. So when you decided you were going to do this, and you all got together and stuff, where did you start? Where could you play this?
Well, as we said, we used to do ukulele lessons, so we initially started off in my office.
Right.
Just with probably about eight or nine of us.
Okay.
Playing badly. and then it came to a week where I was like, I'm going on holiday, so you can't.
We used to go to Dave's office, because Elaine Cattell in the UCL, who we started the lessons with, she does a term time, so when we were off term, we're all like keen, we're all just learning to it. So we all started going to Dave's office in town.
Yeah.
And then after the office, we go in the pub. And I said, well, we're wasting the time in the office, really. May as well just go to the pub. So we started going to the pub, and we were in the Bridewell. Do you know the Bridewell in town?
Yeah, I do.
But like, you're in a cell.
Right.
So at the first start, it was like eight of us, wasn't it?
Then it got to 10.
So once it gets over 10, you can't move, and then someone in the corner wants to go to the toilet, so everyone has to get up and go out. So then we started looking around for other pubs who'd have us, and lucky enough, Mara Jitton's had us.
Oh, right.
So we play Mara Jitton's.
That's a good one to play, yeah.
No, it's sensible, because some of the guys used to get a train home from town, so they could just jump on the train. But it's good. We get some of the acts coming in off the Empire, or some of the actors and stuff like that, don't we?
Yeah,
we have a good little. It's just a jam night, really.
It's good. I mean, to be honest, there's loads of them. There's loads of the jam nights. I know there's one at the Corner Market on a Tuesday night. That some of the guys who I've had in here, they go there on a Tuesday, and they, you know, again, it's good to get out and do stuff like that. The open mic stuff is, I think a lot of people, there's people are for and against the open mic, but I think it's helping the likes of yourselves to get out there and do a bit where you wouldn't normally have that opportunity.
This isn't an open mic per se, this is a specific ukulele.
Yeah.
Bring your youth down,
fantastic.
Join in.
That's brilliant.
And we have the audience joining in, punters joining in, anyone out of the Empire comes in.
Yeah.
give them something to shake.
And that's really where we've grown numbers from, because people come in and go, this is brilliant.
And then they'll decide that, and I want to do that.
People come in by accident. Shauna, who plays with us, she works at the cabin, and she was going to see a gig next door.
Right.
And she came in, and now for the last 2 years we've done a cavern ukulele festival.
Brilliant.
Where we've hosted it, we've chose who's been going on, and Shauna, who works for the caverns, organised all the bits behind.
That's superb.
It's great to see you. In the pub, you can be there between 8 and 8:30, and there can be just band members, really.
Yeah.
And then you sort of get used to what time the Empire show finishes, between 10 and 10:30.
Yeah.
You see people coming in because it's so close for a drink, and you see the shocked faces.
Yeah.
And then they might come in for a drink, but they're still there at 11:30 to 12:30, and you know, Dave will bring a bag of goodies, including tambourines, etc. And before you know it, within half an hour, you've got Ukes playing, and people who've been to see a show playing on tambourine and singing with you.
Superb. I bet you that's boss. That's really good. Yeah, that's what it's all about. It's all good fun, isn't it? I mean, to be honest, that's why you do it. That's great, and we're delighted that you're coming here tonight to let the whole world have a listen to you, because that's what we're going to do right now. So if you wouldn't mind giving us, what's your first song?
Okay, first one's a Johnny Cash song.
Great.
It's Folsom Prison Blues.
Oh, I know it well. Okay, so take it away, Dukes of Hazzard, whenever you're ready.
I hear that train a-coming, it's rolling round the bend. I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when, but I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps on rolling down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, but don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry.
Get ready, baby.
And smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming, I know I can't be free. But those people keep on moving, and that's what tortures me. Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on.
on rolling down to San Anton.
Absolutely superb. Guys, that was brilliant. You know what? That took me back, because I grew up listening to Johnny Cash, because my older brother used to fumble around on the guitar trying to play the Johnny Cash songs, and forever was listening to all of his stuff. That's brilliant. Absolutely superb. And we've had some good comments coming in already as well. And believe it or not, our technical wizard, Mr. Dan Parker, is listening tonight, and he said, what's the name of that band? They are superb. They are, Dan, the Dukes of Hazzard. And there you go. For anybody else who's just tuned in or doesn't know or is wondering what's that going on tonight on the radio, it's my first ever ukulele band here in the studio, and that was the first song, which is Folsom Prison Blues. Yep. Absolutely wonderful, guys. My next question to you is this, because obviously that's a Johnny Cash song, and goes without saying, one of the kings of country. What else influence-wise music? I mean, I've seen some of the stuff that you play, but I mean, individually, I mean, I know, Dave, you're a big Squeeze fan like myself.
Yeah, I love looking at your set lists. I always see a squeeze song.
I do my best to try and get a Squeeze or a Glenn song or a Chris Difford song in wherever I can. What I try to do with the set list here is play stuff that I like, but also play new stuff and try and get local bands to give them a chance. But it's always great to play stuff from years gone by as well. And for me, Squeeze are one of the best. And my next question to you, Dave, is would you do a Squeeze song, do you think, at any point?
Well, probably not tonight.
Oh, no.
But we've tried a few, haven't we? Say, on a Thursday night, we sometimes asking people what would they want us to play, yeah, and what requests, specifically customers who walk in the bar. But we've tried a few Squeeze songs, and some of them are quite decent. The problem I find is, unless you pick a familiar one, not everybody knows
people
it.
People know it, of course. Yeah.
You've got 25 people singing, they're quite lyrically complex. Indeed.
Especially with Glenn Tilbrook as well, he gets us some high notes, doesn't he? But Glenn uses a uke on some of the last Squeeze stuff, doesn't he?
He does, on the last sort of Cradle to the Grave. Yeah. He played the uke.
Cool stuff, in good company there. And I'm very impressed to see a Foo Fighters sticker on yours there.
Yeah, I've got that on.
Very impressed.
When did I go? I can't even remember. Tuesday I went.
Yeah,
and I got that.
Was it good?
It was absolutely
super.
It was brilliant. The traffic was rubbish on the way back.
The actual concert was
one of the best I've been to.
Oh, well, yeah. Really good. I've seen them a couple of times, and they're one of my favourite bands.
Yeah. We've tried a few Fighters songs at the pub. So
yeah? Really? Cool. Oh, well, you'll definitely have to have a crack at one of them for us. That'll be good. Okay, so the next thing I'm going to say to you really is, I mean, we know a little bit about your musical influence and stuff, and everyone's, I suppose, has got an input to what you do, and you've got quite a varied song list that you play, really. So, I mean, going forward, what do you see from this yourselves as where you can go with this, with what you're doing now?
Just to continue having fun.
Of course,
encourage other people to join, to come along and enjoy themselves, help people learn to play the ukulele, pass on the ukulele love.
Yeah.
Really?
There is a good youth band in Ormskirk, isn't he? Ormskirk and Muddle, there's a good youth set up here as well.
I think all around, once you start delving into it, there's lots of ukulele festivals and clubs, there's more and more
stuff cropping up, because last year, I think it was the anniversary of Sergeant Pepper's, I went to a thing on Leaf on Bow Street, and each song was played by a different band throughout that night, and there was a uke band on there, and because I'd never seen the uke band play before, and I thought, what's this going to be like? And it was the best thing of the night. They were absolutely, I can't see what they were called. I don't remember.
It was a five lads, a jukebox. Really awesome.
Too
good looking, though. Better looking, and they get away with wearing a vest.
And younger.
Nice teeth and hair.
That's the thing to be said about being a bit older anyway. You've got the experience, But no, I mean, that was my first experience, other than seeing George Formby years ago. I mean, I'd never paid any attention to
it. I think that's the general thing, everyone goes, please, play a little stick of Blackpool Rock,
a little bit of Blackpool Rock. So is that the next one you're going to play then?
No. Unfortunately, we don't do any George Formby.
Yeah, that's strange, isn't it? I mean, he was good though, wasn't he?
Oh, yes,
he was good.
Okay, so I'm going to invite any other questions as well from people who are listening, because we quite often get people we've had a few nice comments already about, you know, tuning in saying it sounds good. So I'm going to see if they do another song for us, because I want to try and get three. Normally the bands who come in do two, so you're quite privileged that you want to do three for us. Yeah. So if you could do another one right now, that would be superb.
Yeah.
Okay, a bit more up to date this one. This one's a Bruno Mars song.
Okay.
And it's Marry You.
I know it well. Okay, whenever you're ready, fellas, take it away.
Full of cash we can blow, oh, on shots of patrol, oh, and it's on, girl. Don't say no, 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 no. Just say yeah, 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 yeah. And we'll go, 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 go. If you're ready, like I'm ready. It's a beautiful night. We're looking for something dumb to do. Baby, I think I wanna marry you. Is it the look in your eyes, or is it this dancing juice? Who cares, baby? I think I wanna marry you. I'll go and get a ring, let the choir bells sing like ooh. So what you wanna do? What's wrong, girl? If you wake up and you wanna break up, that's cool. No, I won't blame you. It was fun, girl. Don't say no, 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 no. Just say yeah, 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 yeah. And we'll go, 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 go. If you're ready, like I'm ready. It's a beautiful night, we're looking for something dumb to do. Hey baby, I think I wanna marry you. Is it the look in your eyes, or is it this dancing juice? Who cares, baby, I think I wanna marry you. Just say I do. It's a beautiful night, we're looking for something dumb to do. Hey baby, I think I wanna marry you.
Showing off.
Yeah, absolutely brilliant.
So it's one show off. Well done there.
Oh, well, if you've got it, flaunt it, as they say.
Fantastic.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. I've got some lovely comments coming in as well. Rosie Jones, who's listening in Oral Park, says, sounds really, really good. I first heard a youth band at the Southport Flower Show, but these sound great. Makes me smile. So thank you, Rosie, for your comments as well. And I say, Dan Parker, who's our tech wizard, I was listening in, says it sounds really, really good. So thank you, Dan, as well for that. Anybody else who wants to get in touch with us, then you know what to do by now. Our Facebook page is Open Radio Radio, and you can send us a message on Messenger as well, or you can drop me a text on 0791 775 3098. Good evening to Elaine, who's listening tonight, saying sounds really good, enjoying the interview. Thank you very much, Elaine, for that. Very pleased for that you're joining us tonight on McGo Radio, so thank you. And to everybody who's listening out there tonight, we've got roughly a time to do one more song, and I've got a couple more questions for you guys as well. First of all, how can people come to see you? Have you got a Facebook page? Have you got Instagram or anything like that?
Yeah, we are the Dukes of Hazzard Ukulele on Facebook.
Okay.
And we're on Twitter and we're on YouTube.
You're on all of them. Yeah. Brilliant. So
Facebook's the most common.
Facebook's the one. I mean, everyone, I think, goes through there. So if people go to your Facebook page, they will then get links to see, hopefully, where they can go and see your play as well. I mean, obviously, through Dave, I've seen bits and bobs of what you've been doing. So
we're obviously in Mar Edgerton's every Thursday.
Yeah.
They will have started without us tonight.
Oh.
So we're in there every Thursday. But coming up, we've got Summer Strum Ukulele Festival.
Okay.
On the 6th to the 8th of July.
If you leave one of them with us, we'll give that a shout.
Which is in Hoylake Rugby Club.
Okay.
And then at the end of July, the 28th, 29th, we're doing Liverpool Pride.
Brilliant.
And then there's the Waterloo Ukulele Fun Festival.
Okay.
Which is in the Liver Hotel in Waterloo in the middle of August. Yeah. Okay. It's actually in the beer garden.
All right.
Yeah, and this is its third year this year.
Cool. Well, that's good. I mean, so you've got stuff in the pipeline, which is brilliant. I'm probably from there. I'm sure other things are happening.
Yeah, I mean, we get gigs from people coming in the pub and...
Yeah.
And kind of stumbling across us and then going, oh, you know, can you do this?
Can you come do this?
And stuff. Brilliant. So we've done everything from, you know, weddings to...
Oh, that's
sweet. I said the cabin.
Yeah, I was going to say as well, places that you played, I mean, it's great. I've played in there with my brother's band once, and it's a good experience, isn't it?
Yeah, Pete got some posts last week. We all turned up at his house and serenaded that as well. so we'll play at anything, really.
Yeah, open an envelope or something like that.
I like it. So, I mean, the other thing I've noticed as well is that through I saw on your Facebook that you've done some busking stuff for charity, which I think is absolutely amazing.
Last week we were in outside John Lewis on the steps, just underneath the beer keller bar. There was a gang of us there. That's when
I saw the pictures. Looked great.
Very sunny afternoon, and that was for Ainslie Hospital we raised.
Oh, great!
And we played for just under 2 hours.
Wow.
And I think in the three buckets there was just over £600.
Wow, that's brilliant, isn't it? You've done great.
And that was a great place to play because you've got them.
It's great there, I know.
And the sun was shining on them.
It's so perfect, there, isn't
people
it?
People tended to sit there and didn't move.
Yeah.
It was superb.
Yeah, and also Mark, who's been quiet at the back.
Hello, quiet man.
His employer will match fund any fundraising that he does as well. So he's got an application to get that done.
Fantastic. Which
isn't bad for 2 hours.
That's great, and well done for that. I mean, I take my hat off to anyone that does stuff like that for such a such a good cause. It's great, and people like you are needed by these organisations. So well done. That's great stuff.
It was just good fun.
We enjoyed it.
It wasn't like working.
No, that's what I mean. At the end of the day, I mean, it's great. I mean, I bet you've got a buzz off doing that, and everybody else who was there, I bet they did as well. So. If we do a paid gig,
we do tend to put a percentage.
Yeah.
A percentage to a charity.
Really?
That someone chooses.
Wow.
Whoever's, whoever's organised.
Pay would end up with 20 pence each.
I was going to say, with that many of you, you're definitely not doing it for a living, are you? So.
No.
Oh, wow.
We got like fellas who show up, like, you know, in the 50s and they can't believe that they're standing up in front of people and playing, you know what I mean? That's a great buzz.
I was lucky enough to make my brother's got a Searchers tribute band that they play in, and they go everywhere, and a couple of times I've ended up on stage with them, and I've just looked and thought, wow, imagine doing this every night. It's amazing, it's great, and especially if you've got a passion for music, which obviously you have, then that for me it's quite rewarding as well. So to play for 2 hours, you've got some set list there, haven't you?
We we do it every week in the pub.
Yeah.
So yeah. It's not really a problem. And we've got to a point now where we've got like a busking book of like 40 yeah. songs that everybody who comes to the pub, everybody knows. So everybody, if they want to join and do a gig,
they can have a go.
That's on the Facebook page. All the
songs that we do are all.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all linked via the Facebook page.
Well, I'm pretty sure from the comments I've had tonight that people will be going and having a look at that as well. I've got a few more comments coming. I've got one from David Nixon, who played in here with John Jenkins and the James Street Band, who are absolutely superb, by the way. Great band, great set of musicians. And Dave was just saying he's been to Mar Edges and it's just the once, and there was about 50 youths playing there. Great night it was. But he's also reminded me as well that when the James Street Band were in, that he did have his youth with him, he was playing, but you are still my first ukulele band that's come in. It doesn't count if you're at the back with a youth. And actually, David Nixon, if you're listening, if I remember rightly, you were shaking a shaker at the back of that night with the James Street Band. But that said, when you came in on your own, you may well have been playing a uke, so I'll let you off with that one, Dave. But I'm glad you're enjoying tonight's session as well, and thanks for your comments. Great stuff tonight, so thank you, Dave. Where are we? Yeah.
Time to bring his uke next time.
Yeah, do you know what? Yeah, I remember us all playing and losing my religion at Mar Edgerton's. Bro, yeah, folk on the dock. Yeah, so some nice comments coming there from the people listening tonight. Wow, so time has virtually beaten us. We've had half an hour, which is wonderful. We always say these sessions will last for 15 to 20 minutes, and they never do. Like I said to you before, we ramble a little bit. I ramble more than anyone, but I'm just so pleased to have you guys in tonight. It's been a great experience for me and for Muggle Radio. So pleased to have you in, and anything that you've got coming up in the pipeline, if you get it to me, I'll give it a read out. I'm sure Dave will on his show as well, and we'll let the world know just how good you are and to come and watch you play. Thanks, I think you're doing superb. So if you could finish off with another song for us, then that would be the icing on the cake. Yeah.
Bit of rock and roll for you. We're going to do a bit of Chuck Berry.
C'est la vie.
You never can tell.
I've done this on karaoke.
No, man, you never can tell.
I'm not going to join in. Okay, whenever you're ready, guys, take it away. Thank you.
the young are sure, and let them run the chapel bell. Still a beast of the old folks, God is sure you never can tell.
Absolutely wonderful, fellas. Unbelievable.
Oh, knockouts.
You know what? How good was that?
Brilliant.
Absolutely wonderful.
Am I your first kazooist?
Indeed you are. Indeed you are.
And my train clip.
And the first train.
Yeah. But you know what? What a night. Absolutely brilliant, fellas. You're about the 14th session that we've had in here. And do you know what? I've loved every minute of that tonight.
Thank you very much.
Been absolutely superb. Thank you very, very much for coming in tonight. And at some point in the future, I'd like you to come back as well,
yeah,
a little bit down the line. And good luck with everything that you do. And remember, anything that you do have coming up, let us know, and we'll give it a shout out on there.
Brilliant.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you very much, guys. Thank you.
McGull Radio. McGull Radio. McGull Radio.